The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We have some people here from ALTA, of course, the Adult Literacy Tutors Association. Right, we'll be talking to Ronald Lester and Aisha Sion. All right, so good afternoon. Yeah? Good afternoon. All right, welcome. Is your first radio interview ever?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Nice. So, ALTA, tell us a little bit about ALTA for those, you know, not familiar with ALTA. Tell us about ALTA. How long has ALTA been in existence and what exactly does ALTA do?
So, ALTA's been in existence for over 30 years, since 1992. Mm-hmm. And really, we are a non-profit organization focused on improving literacy within Trinidad and Tobago. Mm-hmm. So, we offer free literacy classes for adults across Trinidad and Tobago. When it's
adults, of course, we talking from 18 and above?
16.
From 16 and above. And how does one get a register to start this program? And is it a voluntary, you come into yourself, or somebody will be going to school? Because, like, we get a lot of reports right now. We have some folks in school who cannot read and write, and they even pass on to, you know, to secondary school stage. So is it that you volunteer yourself, or somebody would recommend that person to join ALTA?
Both can take place. So you can, if you recognize that you have a gap and you're not able to read and write, you can contact our offices.
Yeah.
So you could call us or WhatsApp 708-1990. Mm-hmm. Or you could actually visit our offices. We have an office in Belmont, one in Arima, as well as in San Fernando.
Right.
So that's the voluntary piece. But you also have situations where somebody might say, you know what, I know this person and they're not able to read and write, and
yeah,
I think you should get in contact with ALTA. Both would work for us. So you come in and you would be assessed,
uh-huh,
and we would determine which class would be best for you.
Right.
Because persons are at different levels. Mm. So some persons need a little more work to complete that reading and writing activity.
Yeah.
So we would determine, are you a beginner, or do you just need, you know, a little tightening up of the skills?
Nice. Okay. Are there some people who are, I mean, when you say they come in and they're accessible, how does your assessment take place? Is it privately? You'll give them something to read and you will see what level they are.
Yeah, so you'd be given something to read and you'd have to do some writing. So,
mm-hmm,
for example, one of the key skills that a person has to do would be something like completing a form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'd be able to determine just from completing a form where exactly you are at. Can you understand the words that are on the form to enter in any information,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, or are you able to complete it, you know, but maybe you just have a little trouble spelling some words.
All right. Do you all have different locations or just one particular location?
No, we have multiple locations. So we have multiple community classes. So,
mm-hmm,
we have classes across Trinidad for the community classes, which are the in-person classes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in Arima, Couva, Lavantil, Point Fortin, for example, you can come into the class. We do have some virtual classes available those persons who are not able to be in person.
All right. So let's talk to Ronda Lester. So tell us, Ronda Lester, as a student.
Ronald
Lester. Yes. Ronald. See, like, I need ALTA.
No.
Thing and I said, they put the wrong thing in for me.
Ronald.
All right, so Ronald Lester.
Yeah.
Mr. Ronald Lester, how did you get involved in ALTA? What made you want to, you know?
Well, just like, you know, accident earlier on, meaning like how we want get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get involved by a friend of mine,
mm-hmm,
right, introduced me to the ALTA class.
Yeah.
And we went in St. George's, that is in Barataria.
Right, okay.
And we went and we registered.
Yeah.
When we registered, Miss said, you have to do an assessment,
mm-hmm,
so they will give you a little brief dictation to do.
Yeah.
And according to how well you do the dictation, they will assess you to know if it's from a beginning, if it's middle stage, or from that aspect.
Nice. Yes, but you personally, you, mm-hmm, go, but you say a friend told you about it. You said, like, you look, I need to, you know, to read and write better. What was your level, or what made you actually want to go and join this? Because it takes a lot for somebody to want to actually go, you know, to join.
Do better,
to
do. Yeah. Well, me myself really wanted to go and do better in English and stuff like that, reading, mm, writing, spelling and thing, pronunciations of word.
Yeah.
So from primary school, I didn't really pass common entrance.
Right.
So that was an opportunity there for me. And the ALTA program is really, like, free, literally.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
so
okay,
you can take the advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the tutors are wonderful. And as I say, do the assessment. And they will know a level you want to start from beginning to where and proceed from there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So from ALTA, what do you intend to, like do next?
Well, my next, well, on level 3 right now. Mm-hmm. I come out from level 2,
yeah,
the altar, then it had the level 2 spelling,
mm-hmm,
phonics spelling. That right. I said reached the level 3 I'm on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was my first class in level 3, which is more, it's less than the phonics. It's yeah. more reading,
mm-hmm,
dictation, writing,
yeah,
learning harder works. It was a more challenging something,
nice,
something that I know in time too, so mm-hmm, it will be a little difficult. But you have to like alter, you have to look to enhance yourself as a person, and I will involve anybody, mm-hmm, out there that can read, can write, and
yeah,
having trouble or feel some type of way that they want to learn,
mm-hmm,
they could contact the alter. It had the numbers out there. We are an advertisement. Look, right now we're on a radio station.
Yeah, yeah,
this is
yeah.
all advertisement again.
I think I used to see some TV ads with them.
Yeah, with us. Yeah, yes. Right, okay. So them is just little interviews that people can watch and try to,
mm-hmm,
elevate themselves, come in, meet tutors, and lift yeah. yourself up.
Nice. What about people within companies and stuff? What do you believe there are people in radio who do this thing called radios? One or two people I've come across who are on the air who cannot read. And they avoid them by not giving them scripts to read. Imagine mm-hmm. that. Who on yeah, radio yeah. cannot read. Right? Yeah. So what about it? If companies like suspect some of their folks you know, may not be able to read and write properly, or just want them to further better themselves, you know, can they come to Alta and say, listen, I may have one or two, you know, folks, can you come in, talk to us, speak to us, to encourage folks to, you know, join the organization?
Definitely. Mm. We would welcome those opportunities mm. to because it's improving literacy across the board. Remember, mm. literacy is a foundation skill for everything else in life. So mm. if there are members of the organization that are unable to read and write, definitely contact us, 708-1990,
mm.
and we will definitely come in, have the conversation and get that program on board so that more persons will be able to contribute.
Yeah,
and you feel better, as Ronald would have said, you know, you feel that pride in being able to correct in being
yeah.
able to read and write and develop that independence.
Yeah, man. So in terms of, well, you know, I know you said it's absolutely free, right? Free, but how is Alta funded in the first place?
Well, remember, we are non-profit, so
okay.
we would have to, yes, so we do get some funding from the government, as mm. well as you can contribute, general public
yeah.
would contribute to us.
Right.
So for, you know, you can donate $600 because the tutors are all volunteers as well.
Okay,
so
okay.
you could do 600, 1,000, anything that you are willing to contribute,
mm-hmm.
you could contact our office and we would give you the information in terms of how you can help fund more students so that we could continue the program.
All right. Well, what's different in Alta that might be, you know, how do you all approach things differently to teach that maybe on the regular school curriculum?
So we have an active discovery learning program. So mm-hmm. that starts with bringing the student into things that they might be more familiar with. So mm-hmm. we do a little, some questions to kind of get persons speaking about it, because even though you're not able to read and write doesn't mean you're unable to think.
Yeah.
So you would find that even though somebody might struggle to read, they might be quite articulate. So that starts the process of getting them, you know, talking and getting into the words that they want to use to describe talking about. And then we move into developing the different skills to get you actually reading and actually writing. We work in terms of phonics. It's quite similar to what would take place for dyslexia mm-hmm. students.
Yeah.
So persons with dyslexia, there is a particular program we're modeled behind that.
All right,
so that helps.
I know somebody has a mini story with
Lester. They give me a form and they just give me the pen and the paper and it's like, I said, and you know, and you know, if you don't know how to read and write and spell and thing, you will have trouble from the beginning.
So when you like go in the bank and so then you know, suddenly, what were some of the challenges you had before you joined Alta?
For instance, I'll say again, like, you know.
Yeah, talking in my day so you can.
Yeah, like, for instance, like, at a time too, I went to do a passport renewal and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Forms.
Right,
when
right.
you go in a building, you just meet random people.
Mm-hmm.
So, say, like, I come here, you don't know me, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But this is your station, and I might say, like, I'm looking for employment or a job or something. And I'm like, yeah, follow this form, you know, mm-hmm. go on your way, you know what I mean? So, I know, and really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I will be getting trouble. Like we go to status.
Okay.
So all these things articulate me to just enhance myself better to face the public, the mm-hmm. generation, the world itself differently,
yeah.
with other challenges that we have facing on a day-to-day basis. You see, I'm disabled and stuff like that.
Right,
I don't
make
that woman back and thing.
Yeah,
I still try to uplift myself. I have a family to see about and myself to see about. And I just, well, when the friend that introduced me to the altar, like yesterday, for instance, classes start yesterday. For me, first time in the level three, I was to get a book. I home, teacher call, send it in the chat that class is starting tomorrow, 5:30. But you have to get the book, which is a book for my level. I'm not wrong. My girlfriend, she's from Arima side, so I had to contact her to call one of the tutors there in the same building that they could go, because we don't sell books, they don't sell the altar books in any stores.
Also, altar has specific type books?
Yes, we have created our own material.
Yeah.
So, I asked her to pass by the place, the altar place in Arima there, one of the outlets, and collect the book for me. So, I get my book, and I start from yesterday. Tomorrow's classes again, and so what I'm saying is this, it's nice, ask anybody to assist, it could help you to read, to write, to pronounce words properly, and my challenges that I had before, I don't really have them again. Now are we having more difficult, more challenges, but other words, bigger words, but I'm getting there.
Yeah,
this is one of my teachers here, Miss Kim.
Miss Kim says she wants to talk now, and come and talk now, Miss Kim.
First time I meet Miss Kim, she come to meet me. She like the interviews and Miss Aisha here.
Yeah, next to me. And I like what you're doing on the social media too, man. That's important. You need to pump on that, because we need to reach the youths. Because like I was saying, there are a lot of young people. You know, I was doing an interview with some teachers here the other day. To have students who, like you say, you didn't pass
common entrance.
Yeah. But they are seeing now that some people passing, they see somehow they ending up in first formatting and they cannot read and write properly. I mean, I don't understand how that is possible.
No, well, it could be a challenge, because sometimes you fall back, even self free altar. If you miss out a class, that's challenging, you know. Just one class, you know.
Right, one class, okay. You had to be up there for all your classes.
Yeah, because it's just 2 hours, basically.
Okay.
Wednesdays, Mondays, Thursdays, Tuesdays. So, you choose your days, that is voluntary for you, that is easy, because most of the time people work something. So, you try to schedule a time for that. Nice part about that is the tutors and them will always volunteer.
They volunteer, and that was real, good people.
I appreciate that. I could tell any teacher, any tutors, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
To see it free and them, the teachers doing that, every class, every single class, and willing to teach, and still calling you and say, Lester, Ronald, call me anytime, ask any questions.
Yeah,
I had a teacher, Miss Lily. She used to bring my things to me home. In my area, Santa Cruz, just to my, and she's like, I have family on that side, don't worry yourself.
Good people.
I'll bring a book. I get 2 certificates since. Uh-huh. And I'm looking for my next 3rd certificate.
Nice.
But these things, you could do and apply for a job. You could use in your resume. And it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. So when you tell people who feel sometimes like altar is a nothing. Because I have to watch it now.
Altar is something, but
altar is something. You have to be in it to understand it. And Mr. Nem could tell you know what I mean? And I still learning. I have a lot to learn, and I could glad to gradually teach and teach youths and them, because I used to be on the block. You know what I mean? And when I'm in the block in Willyman from home and thing, and sometimes you just get mislead. And I could end up doing the wrong word, doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in a society ways right now, we need to uplift ourselves to do things on a different level, educate ourselves, educate our children, even self our friends. And the altar is the way to go. It is free.
Yeah.
Come join, start from wherever level.
Yeah, man.
And do your thing.
All right, so we celebrated World Literacy Day. Can you tell us about World Literacy Day, and why is it that important? World Literacy Day.
Well, we don't want to say celebrated, but really acknowledge International Literacy Day. You know, and for altar, it's not just a day, it's not just the week. I mean, I know that we you know, coming in here to talk about literacy.
Right.
But for us, it's a year-round thing. And as Aisha would have mentioned, literacy is really the foundation of academics and the way forward. But as she also said, you know, beginner readers are not beginner thinkers. And that is something that we look at. Many of our students are quite intelligent. They have their own businesses. They're very successful in what they do. They're able to navigate in different spheres. And that not having the skill to read or write doesn't negate any of that. And so we meet them where they're at.
And Mr. Baseman, you asked a question earlier, how you could pass through your whole school life and you can't read and write. Mm-hmm. Many of our students that come to us, they all have their different stories, right?
Yeah.
And which we would have shared throughout the past month during our campaign, and we're still sharing them. So anyone listening, you want to hear our student stories, they're not actors.
Mm.
They are real students.
Mm.
And they come to us and they really have, in our society, we really have some issues.
Mm.
You know, whether it's poverty, whether it's a learning disability, whether it's just you fall through the cracks in the system because the classes are too big, you know. So there's just a lot of
Well, let's say that we have this thing with bullying in schools, right?
Oh,
I believe
yeah.
some of these children might be frustrated because they too may be challenged to be able to read
of
and write.
Course.
Is it that we could take them, like I believe the government should create a system, take them out of the system, think them and probably ALTA could facilitate them or something?
Well,
because they're not getting what they could get, that individual attention in the
school. Well,
schools.
What has happened, I just want to correct something that Aisha mentioned. ALTA is a non-profit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not government-funded,
right.
really. But the government has aligned itself with some of our projects
mm-hmm.
at this particular time. And so we are actually in certain spaces offering our programs.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the prison system, and we're offering our program in those areas in order to help those, you know, the literacy level to rise because, of course, you know, If you're a non-reader,
yeah.
there are other implications to that,
uh-huh.
of course, and we see the effects of crime and different things. You know, there's a spin-off. But certainly at ALTA, we can't control what the government chooses to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we can continue to do what we've been doing, which is to have our classes, our free classes.
Yeah.
We have our volunteer tutors who come in. And one of the other reasons that Ronald was praising the tutors. When a volunteer comes to say, I would like to teach with y'all, I would like to learn the ALTA method,
mm-hmm.
Part of our training or something that we instill in all our volunteers is that, here's what, our students come to us because certain things in the system has failed them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they have learning disabilities, whether they come from a poor family, whatever the situation might have been. And we at ALTA, we choose and we make a commitment not to fail our students or fail the persons who come to us because this is their second chance.
Mm.
So we try to be there, not try, we're there. As Ronald
yeah.
said, we meet the students
yeah. Yeah.
at their needs. So Ronald, it's difficult for him to get to the his books, so the tutor will come to him.
Yeah. Take
of
any
course,
books in. Yeah,
not hmm. all tutors.
They will do that, but they go the extra mile.
I
extra
would
mile.
Tell you that most of our tutors
that.
Have gone
hmm.
that extra mile,
hmm.
even though they're volunteer tutors.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because we see when our students can actually piece the phonics together and they piece the words together and they have that sense of accomplishment and they could actually read.
Mm.
The joy on their face. I mean, I remember having a student, I would sit with her and this is when I first started, right? I would sit with her and every time I sat with her, this lady would cry.
Mm.
She would cry, weep, and I would feel bad because I just started, right? And I went to another tutor, I said, what am I doing wrong?
Mm.
And I was told by this senior tutor, you're not doing anything wrong. It is that she is finding herself and she is now acknowledging that she can read.
Uh-huh.
And that is something that is overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
And of course, what do you do with emotions that are overwhelming? You cry.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was asking
yeah.
you, do these students get a stipend? I mean, I don't know what kind of...
The way. Students?
If, yeah.
No,
if it's
no.
a free...
They're probably comparing it to some
yeah,
of the other...
Okay.
Things that the government
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is.
Trust me, if you want to
provide.
Do something to better yourself,
no.
you will do something to better yourself.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
stipend,
yes.
thing being involved.
Yeah.
You've got
no.
some too much
no.
a spoon feeding
yeah.
thing in this place, right?
You have to want to uplift your own self
yeah.
individually.
Right.
and that's where the altar is done free. This yeah. is the opportunity you have.
Yeah,
this
find a way and get there. Find a way and get there.
To take the advantage to go and to uplift yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Is it easier for a younger person to, you know, start to go through the program to learn to read and write than an adult?
Huh. That's a difficult question. It depends on the student.
Individual, yeah.
It just depends on where they're at. Mm. Some of our younger students, they have learning disabilities. Mm. They may be autistic, they may be dyslexic, they may be, you know, have these difficulties. So they may have speech impediments,
yeah.
so that it makes it difficult for them to progress in that way. Some of our older students, they already have a kind of understanding of the alphabet and some of the phonics, so they may move a lot quicker. Ronald is in the spelling in level 3
yeah.
now,
yeah.
and he would have passed through the spelling program
yeah.
where we teach strategies for spelling. Sometimes we as readers have difficulty spelling.
Yeah.
Reading and spelling are two different skills.
Right.
And when you're reading, it comes from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
You see the letters on a page.
Mm-hmm.
When you're spelling, where does the word come from? It comes
from your head.
So that you now have to break it out into syllables. And you see Ronald is like, yeah. He understand the thing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it comes from a different place. So sometimes you can read, but spelling is difficult.
Yeah, I know you mentioned, well, dyslexia, that is a thing, and I know a lot of people who have, you know, seen interviews with folks, very successful people, and they would admit that they had dyslexia, you know.
Yes.
When it's, so how does is there a different approach out there to somebody with dyslexia than to somebody who just cannot learn to read and write? Is there a different approach?
Well, our program is built off of the dyslexia program. So the way that the Dyslexia Association would encourage and allow somebody to learn and develop, our program is built on that same foundation,
yeah.
so that we don't need to do anything differently, because we're doing it almost as if you have this dyslexia then. Our foundation is built on that. So.
Mm. And your volunteer teachers, do they all have to have an English teaching background though?
No, you don't need to have an English teaching background. I have no English teaching background whatsoever.
Okay.
I thought when I meet her first time, when we do the first interview,
right?
Yeah. Radio station, right?
And
I thought, well, I call her a miss, right?
Yeah.
Because it's classes, right?
So right.
It's a form of respect. So I miss, you know, I mean, you know, like, if you're a teacher or something, like, no, I'm not a teacher. She's just a volunteer.
Oh, okay. So anyone could volunteer.
Yeah, you and all.
Me and all.
No, the same.
Yeah.
Yes, you and all can volunteer. Yeah. We have a lot of
parents. Yeah, okay. We have a lot of parents who are maybe in denial with their children, right? You know, and still sending them to school. And, you know, they might be in the back of the class and they're slow and stuff, you know. It would take a lot of for a parent to admit, like, some parents admit something is wrong with my child. They're not, like, you know, if it's not normal or they can't read and write and something is wrong, and they're still pushing each child. What would you say to parents that want to welcome them into the ALTA program, you know?
Well, everyone is welcome. You know, I mean, just start. Make the call and just find out. It's better that you know what has to be done. Then you stay in the ignorance and not aware, and you have a child who's unhappy.
You know,
so the same thing you would have mentioned in terms of bullying and all that disruption. Who knows? Maybe that's one of the reasons is a frustrated child.
Yeah.
Would you not prefer a happy child and a frustrated child? So make the call, you know, let's get that assessment done and welcome those persons into our classes.
Move forward.
Man. Well, Ronald, so what's next for Ronald?
Well, as I said, I want to do a lot of things differently. I would like to, after I finish my level 3, I would like to go on to even self do CXC.
Okay, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to get a certificate from that. I want to learn even self as start to do a little computer course and thing to do, learn to use computers and stuff, to do little emails. You know, right now everything is online. I could pay a bill. I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Shopping online, even so simple as these things. If you're not educated on your thing, you ain't gonna know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, you might not even know how to read a word, you might see the key on the board, you don't even know what it means. So sometimes you get to read and write and you get to spell, get to pronounce words and stuff like that. And I just wanna uplift myself better on a different level that I can be something and even sort of teach people in my own community.
Mm, beautiful.
I can do it. Yeah. I can do it. Or I can try it.
Mm.
And sometimes people afraid.
Mm.
To make the effort. Mm. I have partners who we will come and
don't show up at all.
And I know there's this little simple interview that I'm doing here right now.
Mm.
Sometimes I get and play for them and stuff and seeing. Yeah, boy, it will get them that encouragement.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah,
there are plenty of youths out there who right now who on the corner,
mm-hmm.
who doing nothing, wasting their time.
Nothing.
And I write a story about that in my alter story, which I do under the tree, which I did regret that I didn't really pick up education from a younger age because it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Because just having a family and say you have kids now, you see life in a different aspect. Not everybody, but if you're had a head mindset.
Yeah, your kids coming home showing you the book and they can't help them.
They can't help them.
Yeah.
So, you know, nice it is to be a father or a mother that could teach your child to read, to write, and they may send them home with homework and they could help them with it. Then they have to say, go by your neighbor or check somebody else.
Yeah,
they can't do it. That's be so, you know, unfortunate. So I love the fact that I am trying, and I would like for others to try. People who are out on the streets, I will glad for you to come, assess all yourself, join the altar class, uplift all yourself, don't feel no way, learn to read, pick up a paper. And the altar is the next thing again is that 2 hours a session, right? Which is Monday, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Two hours, Tuesday.
2 hours, yeah.
No, that is really not enough.
Mm. Yeah, you on your own,
you have to pick up your book behind the scenes and do your thing to uplift yourself, you know? And I will volunteer anybody to come and do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a chance. Girls out there, boys out there, big women, anybody, or they come to the altar, it's free, join,
And
assess yourself and make yourself somebody.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you, Ronald and Aisha, and thank you, Miss. Miss, name again?
Miss Kim.
Miss Kim, right, and photographer in the background. Altar, check it out. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, you know. Let's get it going. Keep the World Literacy Day going, all right? Thank you, folks.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.